Welcome to In Re, IICLE's podcast about all things law, big and small. My name is Damon Killeman. I have the pleasure of speaking with two members of the team at Old Second National Bank. Andrew Crouch, who is Senior Vice President and Head of Trust and Fiduciary Services, and John Matejczak, who is First Vice President and Trust Administrative Officer. Old Second provides services such as personal and commercial banking, loans, wealth management, and more. Thanks so much for joining us, Andrew and John.
Thank you, Damon. It's good to be here.
I found it interesting to read a bit about the history of the Old Second National Bank on your website, particularly the story about the name. So the story goes, after its first charter ended, the Second National Bank recapitalized to add the old to the name to show that it had weathered various panics and downturns of the time. I'm curious what initiatives or developments you believe Old Second can be particularly proud of in more recent years.
Yeah, that's a great question. Usually no one wants to be old, but we're really proud of being old. And we've been around for over 150 years. So obviously weathered a lot of financial and economic turmoil, and the bank itself is very well positioned. Primary location in the western suburbs, but we have locations all throughout Chicagoland. So on the north side, obviously the western suburbs, in the city of Chicago, in the southwest suburbs as well. And, obviously a very strong commercial bank, but, a significantly growing wealth management department, particularly in our fiduciary services. In the last 5 years, we've almost doubled the assets under management. So we're at about $1.8 billion in assets under management. We're incredibly proud of that. And so for an institution of our size to have, that significant amount of wealth that we manage, it's impressive, from a community banking standpoint, and community banking, which is what we still are labeled, we stand by our service, right? I say this and I say it jokingly because sometimes I regret it, but a lot of our clients have my cell phone number. I mean, the same cell phone number I talk with my wife on, my parents, it's my personal cell phone number. There's no 1-800 number that doesn't exist. So it's the service. It's the idea that, we are available, to speak with clients every day of the week, even on weekends, when things come up. And so it's the whole idea where that attention's there. You're not kind of calling into a 1-800 number just to kind of get passed around and to get to someone who maybe you don't even know personally or have any history with. It's John and myself and the other administrators on our team. We talk with people specifically. They know who we are. They have our cell phone number. We have a long history of our team being at the institution. We've got people that have been here for 50 or 60 years that started off as tellers that worked their way up, in the organization and settled into trust. And, that's consistency is something that I'm very proud of for the team and how we treat our clients. And I think that just kind of having that consistent relationship makes a lot of sense. We're not churning out new colleagues and new trust officers on a regular basis. There's a lot of staying power. So that's one thing I'm very proud of with the team.
John, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
I'll hit home again on that community banking thoughts. Absolutely. With the size that we have, we can deliver the sophistication that you would expect from a larger institution, but can deliver it at that community banking level. And as Andrew said, and I echo that, on a daily matter, we're involved with our clients. We're there for our clients. We're there for our clients' centers of influence as well. So their advisors, their attorneys, we're there to help out and to be there as that first call when a question arises. Really can be delivered, and it's quite unique, for the positioning, as we are, throughout the area of Chicagoland, every which way you're going to find Old Second, and you're going to find all of our colleagues there and a great depth of bench that is there. Again, a very unique situation from a community bank to have what we have and can give to our community, to our clients, to our customers, and to our centers of influence as well.
And to all these services that are offered, I'm also wondering if there are some services or support that Old Second offers that you sometimes hear in response, oh, I didn't know you could help me with that.
Yeah, wow, that's a unique one, right? So I would start with the whole idea of, doing things in an expeditious manner. Pride ourselves in the fact that while we are a department of 33, which makes us lean compared to certain larger institutions, It also makes us make decisions. There's not layers of bureaucracy that we have to go through to approve certain things. We're also willing to kind of look at things and say, you know, okay, we've done that. We can do it again. Rather than why should we not do something? It's kind of like, why wouldn't we not do something? I think that's been a great testament to attorneys and accountants, you know, the professionals we work with is, you know, when they see something that may be a little bit out of the box, they can come to us, you know, kind of bounce the idea off, hey, is this something, you know, that you'd be interested in doing, even, you know, with the complexity involved. And, you know, in many of those cases, you know, we said yes, you know, from things such as, you know, aircraft to yachts, boating, closely held businesses, multifamily, residential, commercial. You know, we've dealt with international assets, and it's something where it's just, we do this with obviously a lot of due diligence, but we've dealt with it. You know, when you've got folks on your team that have been there for decades, you see a lot, you know, over a career, you know, and you have that, again, you get back to the word consistency, that consistent attention and knowledge speaks to the ability of what we can do, I think, ultimately. And that's something I'm very proud of.
Absolutely. I think that's good. If I can echo again off of what Andrew was saying, we, you know, with the bench that we have, you know, one of the things that I run into all the time, and this is kind of interesting, is, you know, you have many different facets of the traditional trust department or within wealth management, you know, kind of interchange, you know, intertwined of what those are. But, you know, you have your traditional estate settlement, you have your trust administration. And what we can do, and this is what Andrew was talking about, is, you know, an advisor reaches out and or doesn't know and can reach out, you know, and we're always available to say, hey, how would you administer this? You know, how, you know, we're thinking about drafting this into the document. How would Old Second look at this? How would they be able to handle this? Did they see any big red flags or landmines that could be there that you're going to look at in the lens of the administrator? You know, the drafter is looking at it one way, the client has an idea, but then bringing that other party in, you know, bringing them in to look at it and say, hey, you know, from an administration standpoint, we've seen this and this is how we've responded, or consider these different elements, you know, when it comes to that administration. And so that can be both in the estate settlement and the trust administration or trust services. But one other one that really comes up when we're talking to people is the wealth planning component, you know, and being able to do that at this level. You know, we're able to talk to the centers of influence, you know, the advisors, you know, where the CPA, the attorney, you know, and really get in and understand what the family is looking for from that wealth standpoint, you know, and how they can manage it, how we could put a customized solution together to manage that together with them, you know, I think is super important. And a lot of times people maybe not necessarily know that, you know, a traditional trust department, do they, not only do they have the trust powers, they're able to act in those fiduciary capacities, but can they also deliver, you know, in that planning space? And we can, and we do a great job at that.
Well, we are so pleased to have Old Second National Bank as a gold sponsor for this year's Estate Planning Short Course on May 16th and 17th in Chicago and June 6th and 7th in Champaign. For those attending in person, representatives from Old Second will be on site in Chicago. What can attendees expect when they visit your table?
They're going to expect to see John and myself as we plan to attend to answer any questions that they have about, you know, what a trust department does, how we can be assist to them, you know, and their clients, but just kind of get an idea as to what it is that we do, right? You know, and so that's the whole idea of taking on sensitive situations, seeing them to completion. You know, it's something that, you know, we've got a great deal of knowledge and history and background, and, you know, sensitive to working obviously with the attorneys, because we do have quite a few attorneys that do name us in documents, refer business to us, et cetera, just so that, you know, see old friends, but also meet new friends. They can understand, okay, yeah, no, this is someone else that, you know, building trust, you know, is something that they want to do. Speaking specifically to the services, I mean, you know, obviously we, it's a trust department, you know, we manage trust, we administer trust. We also do estate settlement. We handle guardianships. There's special needs trusts, you know, that we administer as well. And then there's, again, agent for a trustee, you know, so a situation of, you know, attorney has client wants to act as a trustee or the executor, but, you know, maybe they could use just a little bit of assistance, especially on things in terms of investing the assets, paying bills, and especially the accounting. I mean, you know, the accounting is a minefield, and making sure that the individual trustee has another partner that's working with them on that is something that's a huge value add that we can provide to the clientele. So we can speak to those things.
There's lots to look forward to at this year's estate planning short course, including opportunities to connect with organizations such as Old Second National Bank, who are eager to assist estate planning attorneys and their clients. Thanks again so much for joining us, Andrew and John.
Damon, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Look forward to meeting you all at the event.
If you have an idea for a topic you would like to hear on the NRA podcast, we welcome your suggestions by email. Our address is info, that's I-N-F-O, at IICLE.com. IICLE is a 501c3 not-for-profit based in Springfield, Illinois. We produce a wide range of practice guidance for Illinois attorneys and other legal professionals in all areas of the law, with the generous contributions of time and expertise from volunteer attorneys, judges, and other legal professionals. If you are interested in our many authorship and speaking opportunities, please give us a call at 217-787-2080 or sign up for the IICLE Volunteer Network at IICLE.com/volunteer. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the NRA podcast, brought to you by the Illinois Institute for Continuing Legal Education.